15 serial killers, rapists, kidnappers. Child molesters eligible to vote under Bernie Sanders' plan. By John Binder on April 28, 2019. This week, Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, endorsed a plan that would allow felons serving time behind bars the right to vote from their prison cells. "So, I believe people who commit crimes, they pay the price and they get out of jail. They certainly should have the right to vote," Sanders said during a town hall. "But, I believe even if they are in jail, they're paying the price to society. But that should not take away their inherent American right to participate in our democracy." Initially, Senator Kamala Harris said, "I think we should have that conversation when asked about allowing convicted criminals to vote from their cells." But she has since backtracked on that statement, declaring that she actually opposes giving felons in prison the right to vote. "Do I think that people who commit murder and people who are terrorists should be deprived of their rights? Yes, I do," Harris said. During a rally in Houston, Texas, on Wednesday, Sanders doubled down on giving all incarcerated felons the right to vote from prison, comparing the plan to giving women and Black Americans the right to vote. "If you are a citizen, you have the right to vote. And that is a right we must protect because we know the history of this country. We know that women didn't have the right to vote," Sanders said. "We know that African Americans didn't have the right to vote. Being an American citizen and having the right to vote is something that we must never, ever give up on," Sanders said. In total, the Sanders-endorsed plan would allow more than 1.6 million felons in federal, state, and local prisons the right to vote from their cells, including some 183,000 convicted murderers and 164,000 convicted rapists. Here, Breitbart News details 15 famous serial killers, murderers, rapists, kidnappers, and child sex abusers who would be allowed to vote from their cells under Sanders' plan. Dylan Roof, Charleston mass murderer. White supremacist and mass murderer Dylan Roof, 25 years old, was convicted in January 2017 and sentenced to death after being found guilty on 18 counts of murder for killing 9 Black Americans in the Ame Church in Charleston, South Carolina, on June 2015. Roof is currently on death row at Terre Haute Federal Prison in Indiana. Jokhar Tsarnaev, Boston Marathon bomber. Terrorist Jokhar Tsarnaev, a 25-year-old naturalized U.S. citizen, was convicted in May 2015 and sentenced to death after being found guilty of placing a pressure cooker bomb at the Boston Marathon in April 2013 to murder 3 Americans and injure more than 260 others. Larry Nassar, child molester of Olympic athletes. Serial child molester Dr. Larry Nassar, 55 years old, was convicted in January 2018 and sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison after being found guilty of sexually molesting and abusing more than 150 young girls on the U.S. Olympic gymnastic team as well as other girls. In many cases, victims described how Nassar would molest them while their parents were in the room. Nassar is currently serving his sentence at the U.S. Penitentiary Coleman II, a high-security federal prison. James Alex Fields Jr., Charlottesville car attacker. White supremacist murderer James Alex Fields Jr. was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison after driving his car into a crowd of people at a counter-protest to the 2017 Unite the Right rally. Fields, the jury found, had revved up and driven his car into the crowd that ultimately left 32-year-old Heather Hare dead and multiple others injured. It is unclear which state prison Fields is serving his life sentence. Jodi Arias, murderous ex-girlfriend. First-degree murderer Jodi Arias, 38 years old, was convicted in 2013 and sentenced in 2015 to life in prison for murdering her ex-boyfriend, 30-year-old Travis Alexander, in a brutal attack at his Mesa, Arizona, home. Arias, the jury concluded, had stabbed Alexander up to 30 times, slit his throat, and shot him in the head while he was in the shower. Arias is currently serving her life sentence at the Arizona State Prison Complex. Brian David Mitchell, Elizabeth Smart's kidnapper. Kidnapper and child rapist Brian David Mitchell was convicted in May 2011 and sentenced to life in prison for abducting, raping, and holding then 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart captive between 2002 and 2003. Mitchell kidnapped Smart in June 2002 from her Salt Lake City, Utah home and held her against her will in wooded encampments and often raped her multiple times a day. Mitchell is currently serving his life sentence at U.S. Penitentiary, Tucson in Tucson, Arizona. Darren Dion Vaughn, the Gary, Indiana, strangler. Serial killer Darren Dion Vaughn was convicted in May 2018 and sentenced to life in prison for murdering seven women across Indiana in the year 2014. Vaughn admitted in his plea deal that he strangled each of the women to death after having sex with them and left six of the seven women's dead bodies in abandoned homes in Indiana. Vaughn's youngest victim, Africa Hardy, was just 19 years old. At the time of her murder, Vaughn left Hardy's body in the bathtub of a Motel 6 in Hammond, Indiana. It is unclear where Vaughn is serving his life sentence. Lyle and Eric Menendez, the Menendez brothers. The Menendez brothers alleged that they murdered their parents because their father had sexually abused Eric for years, and they worried that if the alleged abuse became public knowledge, their parents would have killed them. The Menendez brothers are both serving their life sentences at Richard J. Donovan Correctional Facility in San Diego County, California. Lonnie David Franklin Jr., the Grim Sleeper. Serial killer Lonnie David Franklin Jr., 66 years old, was convicted in 2016 and sentenced to death for murdering 10 women, one of which was a teenage girl, between 1985 and 2007. Dubbed the Grim Sleeper because he allegedly did not commit any murders between 1988 and 2002, Franklin Jr. may have murdered at least 25 women, according to prosecutors. In one of Franklin Jr.'s brutal killings, he murdered 25-year-old Janisha Peters on New Year's Day in 2007 and put her body in a trash bag, then disposed of her remains by placing her in a garbage bin. Franklin Jr. is now serving his death sentence at San Quentin State Prison in San Quentin, California. Drew Peterson, wife killer. Murderer Drew Peterson, 65 years old, was convicted and sentenced to 38 years in prison in 2013 after murdering his third wife, Kathleen Savio, in 2004. According to prosecutors, Peterson drowned Savio in her bathtub following their divorce. The case swept national headlines in 2007 when Peterson's fourth wife, Stacy Peterson, went missing and has still never been found. Peterson, most recently, was sentenced to an additional 40 years in prison for attempting to carry out a murder plot against Will County, Illinois, attorney James Glasgow, who helped convict the wife killer. Peterson is currently serving his sentence at the Terre Haute Federal Prison in Indiana. Philip Greg Garrido and Nancy Garrido, J.C. Duggard's captors. Captors Philip Greg Garrido and Nancy Garrido, 68 and 63 years old, were convicted in 2011 after holding J.C. Duggard against her will in a tent in their backyard for nearly 20 years. Philip Garrido, who kidnapped Duggard when she was 11 years old in 1991, was sentenced to life in prison for kidnapping and raping the girl. Nancy Garrido received a sentence of 36 years to life in prison for aiding in Duggard's kidnapping and rapes. California officials did not find Duggard until 2009 living in the Garrido's backyard with her two daughters whom she had by Philip Garrido. Philip Garrido is serving his sentence at the California State Prison in Corcoran, California. And Nancy Garrido is serving her sentence at the Central California Women's Facility in Chowchilla, California. Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer. In many cases, prosecutors said Ridgway would return to his victims' bodies after killing them and rape them. Ridgway has confessed to murdering at least 70 women, more victims than any other serial killer in American history. Ridgway is currently serving his life sentence at the Washington State Penitentiary in Walla Walla County, Washington. Bill Cosby, Hollywood serial sexual assaulter. Serial sexual assaulter Bill Cosby, the famed 81-year-old actor and comedian, was convicted and sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison last year after drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, home in 2004. In total, more than 60 women have said they were sexually assaulted by Cosby throughout the course of his career. His alleged victims have called him a serial rapist who led a double life as a sexual predator. Cosby is currently serving his sentence at the Montgomery County Correctional Facility in Pennsylvania. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.